Begin by giving you a little energy diary for this year, starting the month of July. July is an ideal month in which to work energetically with anyone in spirit who has perhaps left you, a loved one, a relative, a friend, to bring about resolution, friendship, understanding, awareness, expansion, and love. Yes, you have this month ahead of you, and it's the ideal time in which to do this. Find your own way to do this. Some will prefer deep meditation. Some will prefer a casual link and a chat. Some will prefer to do it in the dream state. Some will just want to be wide awake and visualize their loved one in front of them and have the chat. Any way that works for you. But this is an ideal month in which to do this. Releasing all the debris you have, because even if a loved one has passed over, there may be unspoken issues, anger on your part, frustration. How dare you do this? Why did you do that? Speak it out wholeheartedly with no fear of consequences or causing karma. This is spiritual therapy and an ideal month in which to do this. Now, of course, this can be done the rest of the year as well. But the reason we are focusing on this month is it's a month of grand visitation. The veils between earth and spirit have rarefied recently and will continue to be rarefied virtually throughout this month. So you may feel presences, feel them, communicate with them more easily than you could perhaps next month or the month after. And you will also find the desire to release from within you. And dear friends, sometimes you may just want to visit or call upon a beloved friend or an ancestor or relative and find out about them. What's happening with you? Why do I feel this connection with you? I hardly know you. Go ahead, have fun with all those in the spirit realm. And by the way, you don't just have to call on relatives and friends. If there is a very popular movie star who has passed over, or a singer you have always loved who is in spirit, by all means call on their energies and have the same chat. They will visit. They will visit. August, a month of deep contemplation and introspection. Yes, that is still the theme of the year. But August, you will find, is a month in which there will be many moments where you want to be quiet with yourself in private. You will automatically find introspection taking place. And introspection can just be joyous. It doesn't have to be painful at all. Introspection could even be acknowledging the magnificent things you have done in the past. Introspection is also planning for that which you would like to create in yourself or for yourself in the future. And of course, introspection is examining the self, your life, your relationships, your function, and so on. So, in August, of course, life will go on. Of course, socializing will go on. But take the time to yourself. Don't bury yourself in external activities. Make sure you have enough me time for this process to happen. Because again, energetically in August, your internal frequencies will start opening up, giving you the opportunity to do this the best as compared to any other month. September, a month of mending bridges and healing relationships. Mending bridges and healing relationships. It's a great month in which to address issues you have with people, to speak them out, to try and attempt to find a new form of communication, not only with others, but certainly with yourself. And a lot of communication and building bridges has to happen inward, not all outward. But again, the universal energies will support you. So let us say there is a person who you have been wanting to reconnect with, but you are still holding off because of problems from the past. Use that month. Reach out. Take the first step. Speak out. Send a message. Make a phone call. Find ways to reconnect and build bridges. October. A very, very psychic month. There will be certain star and energy configurations in the universe around planet Earth that will be activating your pituitary, pineal, and brain in a very new way. So, it's a very, very occult, very, very connective, very, very spiritual month. Use it. Forge new connections. Find new ways to link up with the work you do, the connections you have, the people around you, to look at situations from a very, very spiritual, very expanded perspective. It's also a month, by the way, in which we ask you to be a little alert to your physical body. Because these frequencies, which will be activating this area, may cause small short circuits in the body. So if there are minor issues that take place in the body, tune in and do what the body asks you to do. For some, it may be to take a little more rest. For another, it may be to drink larger amounts of water. A third person may feel the body needs to exercise. Listen to yourself and tune in, because if you allow the short circuitry to continue, it could throw you out of balance, which is not necessary. November. We are only going to use one word for November. A month of love. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean your heart is going to open and you're going to feel loving at all times. The key is love, or the lack thereof, which means the emotional body and the concept of love will be vibrating very, very strongly. How open are you to giving and receiving love is what you're going to be questioning in November. Opportunities will come your way to be more loving and caring and to receive more love. But if you block these, you'll go the opposite way and feel very unloved or very uncaring of others. So the key is in your hands, but it is the energy of love that will be flowing in November. This is also a month where those who are very, very blocked with the concept of love may have or start heart-related issues. So be careful and be aware and open to the flow of love, giving and receiving. It's your divine right. December. A month of magic and manifestation. Let's see how powerful you all are by December, having internalized the new cosmic frequencies. By then, if you have dedicated yourself to them, you will be a good manifester and a master of magic. Be able to manifest, to create, to thought create, to influence others and yourself, yes. But how you use this magic, how you manifest, will be your choice. Manifest and be magical. Another will speak. The energies of Merlin bless you today. Dear friends, astrology as you know it is currently being rewritten, shaken up, and rescripted. So please be aware of this, both for those who actually create astrology or read charts, and those who go to astrologers. We are not saying your astrologers are going to be inaccurate, not at all. But we are saying a lot of the energy of the planets this year are being restructured. And most people are not even aware of the restructuring, let alone what the new frequencies are. So, enjoy it. Each planet in your solar system has been reactivated starting March of this year. So, their qualities, as you have studied them in the past, continue. But they have so many new qualities that you are not aware of. And it will take time for these qualities to be recognized by those who are astrologers or those who practice any form of astro connection. So it's important to be open to this and be aware of it. Now, beyond this, the frequency of these new planets, or rather these new energies emitting from the planets, have begun to bathe planet Earth. And there is a veritable sound and light show taking place 24 hours a day. We urge you to open to these frequencies. You can't avoid them. enjoy them. Actually, bathe. Like you sunbathe, sometimes Mars bathe, sometimes Venus bathe. Actually connect and open and welcome. You don't need to know what the frequencies are, but the more you open and the less you resist, the easier it will be for you, and the more you will grow, evolve, and expand. Enjoy the process. Yes, we sent some questions.
Should we open also to planets like Mars or negativity of Neptune, Saturn?
The question is, do we open to planets like Mars or others which have so-called negative qualities? We ask you for this purpose, to open freely and fully without any judgment of positive or negative. Because you will then get the best of the frequencies into your structure. In fact, a very good question, because the more you resist because of your prior knowledge and awareness of the so-called negative and positive aspects, the more you resist, the more you will invite the negative in. Instead of which, if you just welcome it all, embracing it, it will flow naturally and normally into you and in fact enhance you magnificent. Any other questions on this? So be it. Sai ka pranam, greetings and blessings from Sai Baba. Maha Avatar Babaji greets you now. Dear friends, we have today a gift for each of you, each and every one of you sitting here in this room, and each and every one who happens to listen to this so-called recording later. And the gift is, we are implanting in you today a frequency that you will take home with you and spread through your home. But that has to be done consciously by you. The implant has already taken place silently. Now, when you get home, whether you do it today or tomorrow or day after does not matter. Take a few moments quietly in your own homes, open your heart chakra, and just spread the gift of light we have given you to your entire home. This will take you 2 or 3 minutes. Bless and cleanse your home with our frequencies. The gift, what about the workplace? You may certainly use it for the workplace as well. And if you have more than one home, you may do it for more than one home. The gift is going to be totally different for each person. So do not compare your gifts later. One person may need major energy cleansing in the home, then our frequencies will do that. A second person may need a very strong dose of wisdom, then our energies will do that. A third person may need lightness and laughter, then we will offer that. So the energy we are implanting is going to actually lay dormant till you open your heart and spread it, at which point it is going to assess the home and create what it needs to create. By the way, this action of opening the heart and spreading it needs to be done just once. Do not now sit every day and do it. Unnecessary. One shot is enough. We bless you. Take home the gift. Enjoy it. guys, I can so strongly feel all our friends here. Suraya is certainly here. Hira is certainly here. Roshni, Mom, Dad, my dad is here. Take a moment and just welcome them and others. Remember, the veils are very thin today, this month. So let's just take a moment before we end and welcome all our loved ones. This is an important piece of information you need to know. Whenever anyone goes to a space of high energy, whether it is a meeting like this, or a temple, or a mountaintop, and again, this concept of high energy is not necessarily what you may assume is high energy. It may be high energy for you. A simple room in your home which you love and feel warm and secure in is high energy for you. So, whenever you go to a space of high energy, you automatically attract to yourself loved ones from spirit, masters, guides, friends, who instantly surround you and bless you. The reason is simple. The moment you are in that high vibrational space, naturally your frequencies start putting out what we will call higher level music. And that higher level music frequency attracts these loved ones to you. It's easier for them to connect with you at that moment. So they instantly then. So please be aware of this and enjoy it. The high energy space may be you walking on the seashore and feeling good. In that moment, your friends are with you. Enjoy these moments. Welcome them. Welcome them now. Go on. Thank you. Come, my friends, let's have tea and snacks and socialize.